Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chavav, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek of Masechtes Tainus, perek B'Shloisha Prokim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida Fruma Rivka, Eliyoze Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freida, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rivka Bas Esther, Sara Sheintzel Bas Yittel, Eliyo Ben Silla, Hena Perel Bas Yecheved, Rifal Kohas Ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So the fourth and final perek of Masechtes Tainus deals more with the laws of Tainios, but as we're going to see, we are going to pivot in the fourth perek and go from discussing the Tainios that were enacted and decreed by Chazal al kol tzara shaloi tovay al atzibur to the Tainios that we're more familiar with, the Tainios tzibur. Zok de Mishnah. B'shloisha prokim bashana. There are three times during the year that koyhanim noisen es kapeyim arba pomim bayoim. That the koyhanim would duchen four times a day. What are these four times? B'shachris, during Tfilas Shachris, B'musif, during Tfilas Musif, B'mincha, during Tfilas Mincha, U'b'ne'ilah Sha'arim, and during Tfilas Ne'ilah. What are the three times that the Kehanim would duchen four times a day? Says the Mishnah B'tainios, when there was a Tainis, U'b'mamadois, we'll see what that is in a second, U'b'yoyim HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur. So the opening line of the fourth parak is a little bit confusing. So the Mishnah says there are three times a year that Kehanim would duchen four times during the day. Meaning, there are three times a year where there are four tefillos, and the Kehanim are going to duchen during each one of the four tefillos. What are the three times of the year? The Tainios, the Mamadois, and on Yom Kippur. Now, these are not three dates on the calendar, but these are three types of times. Tainios, there could be several Yimei Tainios. Mamadois, as we'll see, most days of the year were Mamadois for the people that were observing the Mamadois. And Yom Kippur, that's of course one day a year. So those are the three times. What are the four times a day during those three times that the Kehanim would duchen? It's Shachris, it's Musif, it's Mincha, and it's Ne'ilah. Now, one interesting thing, when we think of Tfilas Ne'ilah, we immediately think of the closing moments of Yom Kippur. And that's because today, Bizman HaZeh, the only time we daven Tfilas Ne'ilah is on Yom Kippur. But once upon a time, that wasn't the case. Rather, Rashi says, Kol Tainisam used to have Tfilas Ne'ilah. Every single Tainis Sibur used to have Tfilas Ne'ilah. So throughout Masechtes Tainus, we've been talking about the Tainios, the three, and the three, and the seven. All these Tainios used to have a Tfilas Ne'ilah. So when we talk about Ne'ilah in this parak, it's Lav Dafkin Yom Kippur, but rather, really, what it means is any day of a Tainis. Says the Mishnah, Elohim Mamadois. What are the Mamadois? Meaning, we know what the Tainios are, we know what Yom Kippur is, we know what Nesinas Kapayim is. We know what the mitzvah of duchening is. We'll see more about it in the raid. We know what Shachris is. We know what Musaf is. We know what Mincha is. And we sort of know what Ne'ilah is. The one thing the Mishnah feels that it has to clarify from everything that it just said is the Mamadeh. So what exactly are the Mamadeh? Says the Mishnah, a little bit of background. Because it says in the Torah, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleim es korboni lachmi le'ishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrev li b'mayada. Essentially, what this pasuk is saying is that Klal Yisrael as a tzibur has an obligation to bring a carbon tamid. Pamayim bahava. The tamid shal shachar was brought in the morning, and the tamid shal bein abayim was brought in the afternoon. Now, the carbon tamid was a carbon tzibur, which meant that every single yid had a chelik in it. Now, how's it possible for every single yid to have a chelik in one carbon? The answer is machtzis hashekel. The yidin would contribute a machtzis hashekel every single year. The purpose of the machtzis hashekel was to purchase these karbonos tzibur. And once a yid gave his machtzis hashekel, he now owned shears in every single carbon tzibur that was brought. As a result, every yid would have a chelik in every carbon tzibur. But the point is, it says in the Torah, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim es karboni lachmi. Reach nichoichi tishmru lahakrav li b'mayade. In short, it says in the Torah that you have to bring a carbon tam. It's the Mishnah. We have a little bit of a problem. Why? V'chiheich karbonish aladam karev. How then could you bring the carbon tzibur? V'u'ein ayayimet al gabav. L'chura, the bala carbon is not standing on his carbon. Meaning, the Mishnah said that there was an inherent issue with every single carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is a carbon that by definition belongs to the entire tzibur. Here's the problem. If it belongs to the entire tzibur, that means the entire tzibur are the bailam of the carbon. There's a halach in Kachem, says the Mishnah, that the bal ha-carbon, the owner of the carbon, has to be standing next to the kohen, somewhat close proximity to him, as he's doing the avodah. Now, if every single yid is the bal ha-carbon of the carbon tzibur, then l'chura, the whole concept is impossible. Because is it possible for every single yid to be standing in the Azara when the Kohanim are bringing the Karbonos? It's for that reason that the Chazal had to create a solution. And the one word answer for the solution was Mamodos. Eskinu Neviim Arishayim. So the Neviim Arishayim, Rashi says, Shmuel and David, Estrim Barba Mishmaros, they made 24 Mishmaros. Now, the 24 Mishmaros that we're familiar with were the 24 groups that the Kehanim were divided into, and the 24 groups that the Levium were divided into. The Kehanim and the Levium did the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, mostly the Kehanim, but it was really the Kehanim and the Levium. But it wasn't a free fall. It wasn't like, oh, if I'm a Kehan, I could just arrive any morning I want and decide that I'm going to do the Avoid, or even be in a part of a Goyal that's going to do the Avoid. But rather, all the Kehanim were divided into groups. They were divided into Mishmaris. How many Mishmaris? 24. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf the history of the Mishmaris. But for now, the Nevi'im HaRishonim were Mesakin Esrim V'Arba Mishmaris. I'll call Mishmar. Now, for every one of the Mishmaris, Hayomaymid be Yerushalayim. There were also Mamadas. Now, the language of the Mishnah, as we're about to see, is a little bit unclear. We'll explain it afterwards. Shal Kehanim, Shal Levim, Vishal Yisraelim. And these Mamadas were made of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. There's Machlokes Rishonim, how to read this line. We're going to learn with the Ritva's Pshat. The Ritva says that really the Mamadas were not made up of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Rather, they were only made up of Yisraelim. The Kehanim and the Levim, they had their role in the Avodah, Kehanim, Pavidosam, Levim, Beshirim, Uvazimram. The Israelim, they also played a role. The role they played was the Mamadis. When it came time for any individual Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim to do the Avodah, Kehanim, Levim, Oilim, Yerushalayim, the Kehanim and the Levim would go to Yerushalayim, the Israel, Sheva, Isa, Mishmar, and the Israelim, Miskansin, La'areim, they would enter their cities, the Kehanim, the Maisa, Bereshis, and they would read from the Sefer Torah, they would read from Maisa, Bereshis. Now, this line, the Rishonim speak at is also a little bit misleading, because it sounds like that when the Mishmar came, the Kehanim and the Levim would go to Yerushalayim, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, they would go to the Azara, the Israel would not go to Yerushalayim, he would go Le'areim, he would just go into a city. Now, if that's what happened, then the whole purpose of the Mamadis was never fulfilled. It was never accomplished. Why are we creating Mamadis? The Mishnah started because we have a problem. A person has to be standing next to his carbon. So what we're going to do is we can create Shluchim, we're going to create Yisraelim. Their job is going to be to stand next to the carbon. Now, if the Yisrael Shabbos and Mishmar is in a city, he's Kairim B'maisa Bereish, it's very nice, Vahibin Sayyara, and he's reading from the Sefer Torah, but we didn't accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. So the Rishonim said, you have to say that what it means is some of the Yisraelim would in fact go to Yerushalayim, together with the Kehanim and the Levim, and then there were other Yisraelim that played a counterpart role in the Mamadas, but rather their role was not fulfilled. It didn't play out in the Azara, but rather Miskansa and Lareim, they would enter their cities, the Kairim B'maisa Bereish, and that's the way they contributed to the Mamadis. Let's just exhale, come off a breath for 1 second, just to understand what we just said. The Kehanim and the Levim, they're the ones that did the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. However, unbeknownst to many, the Yisraelim also played a role in the Karbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, the Karbonos Tzibur. The reason there would be a need for anyone to play a role beyond the Kehanim and the Levim is because there's a din that when somebody brings a carbon, the Baal HaKarbon, the one that's the beneficiary of this carbon, has to be standing al gabav. He has to be standing in close proximity to the carbon. Now, the Baalei HaKarbon of the Karbonos Tzibur were Gantz Klai Yisrael. If that's the case, you would need Gantz Klai Yisrael to be standing next to the carbon. That's not possible. So what we do is we appoint shluchim. We have yidin that they are going to represent the tzibur, and their job is going to be to stand next to the carbon while the carbon is going to be brought. Those yidin were Yisraelim. And when we talk about the mamadis, it's the Yisraelim, according to the Ritva, not Koyhanim Elevim. Rashi's a little mashma, not that way, but we'll go with the Ritva's pshat, that Dafka Yisraelim, and the Yisrael's job is, he is going to stand next to the carbon while the carbon's going to be brought. However, here's another chiddush, the Yisraelim that were involved in the Mamadais were divided into two groups. There were the Yisraelim who would be in the Azara, they would be standing next to the carbon while the Kehanim and the Levim were doing their thing. But then there were also Yisraelim that were contributing to the Mamadais, but they were contributing in a different way. They were contributing through tefillah, they were contributing through Torah, they were contributing through Tainis, and it's those other Yisraelim that the Mishnah is referring to when it says the Yisrael Shabbosay Mishmar Miskansin La'areim. So the Kehanim did the Avoda, Levim Bashirim Uvazimram, the Yisraelim Mamadim. What does it mean, Mamadis? Well, it depends. Some were actually in the Azara, they're fulfilling the real primary purpose of what the Mamadis were all about. There were others that were inside their local synagogues and they're in Bismedrish. And for them, this is a very, very holy day. It's a Yom Tainis, etc., etc., says the Mishnah. So we just mentioned the fact that the Yisraelim, as part of the Mamadis, they were Koyrim B'Maisa Bereshis. What does it mean, Maisa Bereshis? So it's the Kriyas HaTorah in the beginning of Bereshis. Beginning with Bereshis, Bar Lekim Es HaShemayim Es Aretz, through Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvam. It's the Kriyas HaTorah of Chasim Bereshis that we have on Simchas Torah. Says the Mishnah, how exactly did it play out? Yom Rishon, the first day of the week, Bereshis, Vayehi Rokiah. So they would read Bereshis, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Vayere Vayevoike Yom Echon, and then they would go into the second day, Vayehi Rokiah, that was Yom Beis. B'Sheni, on the second day of the week, Vayehi Rokiah, they would read the Kriya of what the Eibishter created on the second day, V'Yikavu Amayim, and then they would read the Kriya of what the Eibishter created on the third day. B'Shlishi, on the third day, Yikavu Amayim, that was the third day, Vayehi Ma'oros, which was the fourth day. B'Revi, on the fourth day, Vayehi Ma'oros, V'Yishritzu Amayim. B'Chamishi, Yishritzu Amayim, V'Toitzei Aretz, B'Shishi, V'Toitzei Aretz, Vayichulu Hashemayim. Says the Mishnah, Parsha Gedolah, any one of these parshias that were larger, Koyer Noisa B'Shnayim, they would divide into two aliyahs. Vaktan, and the small one, B'Yachid, would be one aliyah, Ayin Rashi. B'Shachris, this happened B'Shachris. B'Musaf U'B'Mincha, by Musaf and Mincha, sounds like they daven Musaf, but B'Musaf U'B'Mincha, Nichnasim, the people that were partaking in the Mamadis would enter the Beis HaKnesses, V'Koyer Nalpiyim, and they would do the same thing, they would repeat. They would have the same Kriya, but instead of reading from a Sefer Torah, they would read from a Chumash, or in those days, they would read a Bal Peh. That's the way they read it. Kikurinus Hashem, the way somebody would read Kriyishma. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lehoy nechnasen. Erev Shabbos mincha, they didn't enter. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said that they used to do the Kriya on Erev Shabbos, but it was only by Shachris, not by mincha. And the reason is mipnei kavod haShabbos. It was related to kavod haShabbos. Kol yom sheish by halal. Any day that has halal, aim by maimid b'shachris. There was no maimid by Shachris. So if there's a day that is halal, there's not going to be a maimed by Shachris. The Kriyas HaTorah of the Mamadois, the Tainis, this whole aspect of it was canceled. But as it relates to the Kriya and the Tefillah, only for Shachris. It sounds like the rest of the Tefillahs, yeah. Karban Mosif, if there's a day that there's a Karban Mosif, Ein B'Ne'ilah. And Ein B'Ne'ilah, say the Rishonah means, not Mincha, not Mosif, and not Ne'ilah. So if there's Hallel, then only Shachris gets knocked out. If it's Musaf, then you don't have Mincha, you don't have Musaf, you don't have Ne'ilah. Carbon Eitzim. What if there was a carbon Eitzim? We'll see what that means. Ein b'mincha, then you didn't have it by Mincha, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Hanan, Ben Hanan told Rabbi Akiva, Kachai Rabbi Shua Shoyin. I'll tell you the way Rabbi Shua used to learn. Carbon Musaf, if there was a carbon Musaf, Ein b'mincha, you didn't have the Mamadis by Mincha. Carbon Eitzim, if there was a carbon Eitzim, Ein b'Ne'ilah, you didn't have the Mamadis by Ne'ilah. And Chaz Rabbi Akiva, Leah Shoyin, Ben Hanan, when Rabbi Akiva heard what Ben Hanan said, he started learning like Ben Hanan. Zok the Mishnah. We just mentioned carbon Eitzim. Why did we mention it? Any day that there was a carbon Eitzim, there were no Mamadois by Mincha. So says the Mishnah, what exactly was the carbon Eitzim? So again, a little bit more history. Zman Atzei Koyhanim V'Ha'am Tisha. There were 9 days during the year that Koyhanim, certain families of Kehanim, would donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is based on a little bit of Jewish history in the beginning of Bayesheni when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael. So they were very, very low on funds. There was anios, they didn't have a lot of money, and they were looking for people to step up and to contribute money specifically for wood. And there were 9 mishpachas, or we'll see, maybe more than 9 mishpachas, that contributed and they gave wood. And the days that they had brought the wood would remain a yontif for their families. So Zman Atzei Koyhanim V'Ha'am, there were 9 such days, and these days became Yomim Tovim, and it affected the Mamadis. Now, what are those 9 days? Be'echad ben Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The family of Arach ben Yehuda, he was from Shevet Yehuda, this was the day that they had committed to bring wood initially, and it remained a yontif in their family. Be'esrim b'tamas, the 20th day of Tamas, b'nei David ben Yehuda, as in David HaMelech. Be'chamishna b'av, b'nei Farish ben Yehuda. Be'shifa b'ay, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechav. Be'asara b'ay, the 10th day of Av, b'nei Sna ben Binyam. Be'chamisha asa b'ay, chamisha asa b'av, that's a big deal that we're going to learn about in the coming days. B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, ve'imahem kohanim leviim. There were kohanim and leviim that were part of their yontif. Or if there was someone else that knows that he comes from a family that had donated wood and he's supposed to have one of these days as a yontif, but he doesn't know which day is his yontif, he's included as well. He would celebrate his yontif on Chamisha Asabav. Upnei Goinvei Eli, Upnei Koitze Ketzios. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Be'esrim Mayim, the 20th day, B'nei Fachas Mayav Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elo, B'nei Adam Ben Yehuda. Be'echad B'tevoi, Shavu B'nei Farish Shniyo. B'nei Farish came a second time. Zok the Mishnah. More on the Mamal this. Be'echad B'teves, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, Lo Yehoye Boi Maimed. There was no Maimed at all. So on Rosh Chodesh Teves, there was no Maimed. Why would Rosh Chodesh Teves, Nyana De Yoyma, why would it not have any Maimed? Shehoye Boi Halal, because there was Halal. Why? It's Chanukah. So because it's Chanukah, and because they have Halal, we said that any day that there's Halal, there's no Mamad, there's B'Shachris. So Shachris gets knocked out. Plus, there was a Karban Musaf, and because there was a Karban Musaf, you don't have Maimed by Musaf and by Mincha, and there was also a Karban Eitzim. Because one of the days that we just mentioned, in fact, the last one, Be'echad B'teves Shavu V'nei Farish Shniyo, so it was one of the 9 days that the Karban Eitzim was brought, which was a yontif for some families. That's enough to knock out the Mamadis. So if that's the case, if there's a Karban Eitzim, we said if there's a day that there's a Karban Eitzim, there's no Ne'ilah. Bottom line is, Rosh Chodesh Teves was a day that there were no Mamadis at all. So just to stop for 1 second, because the next part of the Mishnah is already going to be another topic. So one of the things that we just mentioned was the Mamadis. So just one nice Maramakim, which relates to something that we've spoken about many times in the past that relate very much from this Mishnah. This is something that's halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Mila, this is in Yerideya, it's in Simen Reish Samechei, Sivkotin Tes, Avi HaBen. If someone is being machnes his son lebrisa shel Avram Avinu beitayu bezmane, or even shaloi beitayu shaloi bezmane, says the mechaber Avi Aben, the father of the son, oimed ala mayel, he's supposed to stand by the mayel lohidia shehu shluchai, to tell him that I want you to be my shliach, I want you to do the bris milah for me. So this is halach in Shulchan Aruch. So if you ever saw bris, the father of the son, he's always standing next to the mayel. Now, why is he standing next to the mayel? Pashit, this is his mitzvah, he's concerned, he's excited, he's not going to be standing in the back schmoozing. But it's halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not just practical, it's not just, of course, what else would he be doing? No, it's a din. Avi HaBen Oimed Al HaMoyel. He has to be standing by the Moyel. Now in Hilchot Shlichos, there's no halacha that says that you have to be standing on top of the Shliach. There's Samevi getting Medina Sayyam, right? A person could be a Shliach Lailacha where he brings a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to be standing next to the Shliach. There's no such din. But in Mila, there's a din. Avi HaBen Oimed Al HaMoyel. So the Vilna Gaon and Bir HaGra, but Lishoyne Yazov says a beautiful pshat. He says the reason is Shahamila hu dugmas carbon. Because a mila is a carbon. When a father is machnes his son, lebrisa shel Avram Avinu, what he's doing is he's bringing a carbon. The name of the carbon is carbon mila. K'moshel kasev medrash rabbah parshas emor perachav zayin. The medrash that he's referring to is that it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to bring a carbon until the animal is 8 days old. And the medrash says, hishva hakasev din adam ledin behema. Just like by a person, by yoy mashmini imo psara losoy, so too by an adam, there's a halacha, then so to by a behema, there's a halacha, then until the behema is 8 days old, it's considered a machos. What do you see from here? That there's some shaykhis, there's some connection between a carbon and between bris milah. At first glance, what does one have to do with the other? One is mitzvah milah, the other one is a carbon. Says the goyin, you see from this medrash, shahamila hu dugmas carbon. K'moisha kosa b'medrash shavah parashah samin parachav zayin. V'shar mekoymais. And it's mavur in other places as well. Okay, therefore, v'amrina b'perik dalet detainis, chavav amiralith. Heich karbonoi v'chulu. You see from the mamadois that there was a din that the bala carbon has to be standing next to the kohen while he's doing the avoida. If I'm the bala carbon, that means I have to be standing here. In fact, the whole institution of mamadois came about because we had a problem. Every year is the chashutif in the carbon sibur, and the chur, not every year is going to be standing. Heich karbonoi shal adam. But what do you see from it, says the goyim? You see that there's a din that the bala carbon has to be standing on top of the carbon when it's brought. So if that's the case, a meal is a carbon. Is avi aben oimid al
Shal Amoyel, the idea she was shlucha, it's beautiful, says the Vilna Gaon, that's pshat in this halach and Shulchan Aruch, why the Aviyah Ben has to be standing, this is his mamadois, he has to be standing on top of the Moyel while the Moyel is doing the Bris Mila. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Aviseinu B'Shiva Asa B'Tamla. So we're literally shifting gears now, we're going to talk about the Tainas Sibar. So there were five terrible things that happened to the Yidden on Shavasa B'Tamas. V'chamisha B'Tishavav, and another five things that happened on Tishavav. Shavasa B'Tamas, what happened Shavasa B'Tamas? Neshtabra Luchas, the Luchas were broken. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas, and then he saw that the Yidden had sinned with the Egel, and he broke the Luchas. What day did that happen? Shiva Asib Atamas. Ubatala Tamid. The carbon Tamid was bottled. So it was some time in history when on Shiva Asib Atamas the Yidden didn't bring the carbon Tamid. The Hufka Ha'ir. The walls of Yerushalayim were breached by Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Vesorav Apostamos as a Torah. Apostamos burnt a Sefer Torah. Now this wasn't just any Sefer Torah. We're going to learn more about this. But this was the Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra. Ezra HaSoif had written a Sefer Torah. That Sefer Torah was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a very, very important Sefer Torah. You can imagine it was written by Ezra the scribe. Ezra HaSoif. And Apostamos as Apostamos Yemach Shemoy Vezichroi took this Sefer Torah and he burnt it and he did it on Shavas of Atamos. And finally, for whom atzeich tzelam behechol, a tzelam was erected in the hechol. Rashi says it's referring to Menashe during Bayis Rishon, when Menashe was famously maimit same tzelam behechol. Tisha B'av, what happened on Tisha B'av? Nigzar l'avisenu shlei konsularis. Number one, it was decreed that the Yidden in the Midbar would not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim came back and they lied to the Yidden. They told the Yidden that Eretz Yisrael is a terrible land and you don't want to go there. Eretz Achelus Yishvel, etc., etc., etc. And the pasuk says vayifku umbalaylahu. They cried on that night, and that night became the night of Bechiel Adairis, and it was the night of Tisha B'Av. So the first bad thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was that it was decreed that the Yidden wouldn't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Charav Abayis Barishoyna Ubeshniya. The first base of Mikdash was destroyed, and the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. The Nilka de Beta, the city of Beitar, was captured. The Nechresha Ir, and Yerushalayim was plowed by Turnus Rufus HaRash. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Meshenichnas of Mematim B'Simcha. From Rosh Chodesh of, there's a din, you have to be memayit besimcha. Shabbos Chol Tisha B'Av Liyas B'Saicha. The week of Tisha B'Av, Asur Milasapir, you're not allowed to cut your hair. Umilachabis, you're not allowed to wash your clothing. Umichamishni, on Thursday, Mutarim, Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, V'Kavod HaShabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. La'yoychel Adam Shnei Tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, it's talking specifically about the Sudas HaMafsekes, you're not allowed to eat two Tavshilim. You can't have two cooked foods. When you sit down for the Sudas HaMafsekes, you can have one cooked food, you can't have two. Not just that. The one cooked food that you have, l'yoychal basa, can't be meat. Additionally, v'yishta ya, you're not allowed to drink wine. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel Oimer, yishana. No, it's fine. You don't have to do all these things. Yishana. What does yishana mean? Rashi says, mefarash b'gemar. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas hamita. Rabbi Yehuda said that on Tisha B'Av itself, you're not allowed to sleep on a bed, but rather you have to flip your bed over. V'leihoydu lechachamim, the chachamim were maskim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We go from one famous Gemara to another famous Gemara to another famous Gemara. These are actually all Mishnayos, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, l'yihoyu yamim tovim liYisrael k'chamisha asa b'av k'yem kippurim. There were no happier days than chamisha asa b'av in Yom Kippur. Ben Bnei Yerushalayim yoytzes b'kli lavan. The Bnei Yerushalayim, the girls in Yerushalayim, they would go outside wearing white clothing, she'ulim that was borrowed, she'loy. And the reason they borrowed it was because what if a girl doesn't have her own beggar? So then she's going to be embarrassed. Like this, everybody borrowed it. So even the one that could afford it was also wearing a kli lavan that was sha'ol. All these kalim, all these clothing before the girls put it on, they had to be toivel it. Because they were concerned that maybe it was tameh, tomas nido. So the Yerushalayim would go outside, and they would make circles in the vineyards. What would they say? Bacher. They would call out to the bachrim, sona einechu re'e ma tabayr lecha. They would do shaduchim. They would say, don't focus on beauty. Look at Yichus. This is the last Gemaras of Mesachtes Tainis. We'll get to this in a few days. The Pasuk says, meaning, V'cheinu oimer that what? V'cheinu oimer that Yom Kippur was a happy day. L'yihoyu yomim toivim liYisrael k'chamisha asa b'av u'k'yoyim ha'kippurim. V'cheinu oimer that Yom Kippur is such a good day. Tzenna u're'enu b'noi tzim b'melech shloima b'atara she'itra lo'i imay b'yoyim chasunasai u'b'yoyim simchasliba. B'yoyim chasunasai zeh matan teira. U'b'yoyim simchasliba zeh binyam beis ha'mikdash she'yibone b'mheiru b'yameinu. But yoyim chasunasai, so what's yoyim chasunasai? Of course, yoyim chasunasai is Shavuos, it's partially true. Yom Chasunos is also Purim, Hodik Kibluah Pimeach Hashverosh, and it's also
Yom Kippur, because the Yidden got the Luchas Shniyos on Yom Kippur. So Yom Chasunos is a Matan Torah, and we really have three Matan Torahs, but in this Mishnah, it's referring to Yom Kippur. So V'cheinu Oymer, that Lehoyu Yomim Tovim Liyisrael, Kechamish Asabavu, Kiyem HaKippurim, because it's the day of Yechasana. The day of Yechasana is the happiest day of your life, and as a result, Yom Chasunos is a Matan Torah, oh, Lehoyu Yomim Tovim Liyisrael, Kiyem HaKippurim. So there's a lot going on over here, and the Gemara is going to begin with the very, very beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah began by saying, "B'shloisha prakim mashana." There are three times in the year that kohanim noisen es kapeim arba pam mayim, that the kohanim would duchin four times a day. B'shachris, b'musif, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ila. What were these three times? B'tainiyos, on a tainis, u'b'mamadois, u'b'yom akipurim, and on Yom Kippur. So really, the Mishnah began with a halacha, not so much in Hilchas Tainis, but really more with the halacha in Hilchas Duchening, in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. Says the Gemara, Tainis u'mamadis mi'ikam musaf. It sounds like these three times, Tainis, Mamadis, and Yom Kippur, you daven four tefillas. You daven shachris, you daven musaf, you daven mincha, and you daven ilo. Now Yom Kippur, yeah, Yom Kippur we daven shachris, then you have musaf, and you have mincha, and you have ilo. But the Gemara says, Tainis and Mamadis also had these four tefillas. Now, Shachris and Mincha that you have every day. Ne'ilo, Rashi said, every Yom Tainis had Ne'ilo. So again, the Kasha is not from Ne'ilo. The Kasha is Musif. Is there Musif on a Tainis? Is there Musif on the Mamadis? Now, let's think. Tainis never coincides with Musif, because when do you have Musif? Musif is on Shabbos, Musif is on Yontif, Musif is on Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to fast on those days. So Lechuru, you're not going to have a carbon Musif or Tfilas Musif on a Tainis. That's obvious. And Mamadis as well, because the Mishnah said on Aman Aleph that whenever there was a Musif, so they would cancel the Mamadis in the afternoon. So you didn't have the Mamadis anyway. So Freik the Gemara, what does it mean? These three times, they were Duchen four times by the four tefillas. L'chayra, there was no musif. You don't have four by tainis and mamadis. So Gemara says, you're right. Chasure mechsera, we have to do a little bit of surgery on the Mishnah. V'hachik tani, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Shleish brakim, there's three times. That kohanim noisen es kapeim, kolz man shem espala. There's three times during the year that whenever the kohanim would, whenever there was tefillah, they would duchen. V'yesh mehen arba pamim, and there are times within the three brachim that it's going to happen four times. What are the four times? Shachris, musaf, mincha, nila, sha'arim. The eloi and shleisha brachim, what are the three times? Tainu yusum amadis v'yem akipurim. What's the time that you're going to have it by all four? So, Krash Yom Kippur, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravur. Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravur, Zu divrei Rab Meir. Our Mishnah is Rameir. Av Chachamim Oymrim, the Chachamim say, Shachris and Musav yesh behem Nesias Kapayim. Shachris and Musav hen Nesias Kapayim, but Mincha v'Ne'ilo ein behem Nesias Kapayim. You never duchen by Mincha, you never duchen by Ne'ilo. Meaning the Mishnah said, there's shloish ha'prokim b'ashana, that they were duchen by all the tefillas. Zok to Gemara, Am Rav Nachman, Zu divri Rameir. That is the sheet of Rameir. The Chachamim say, Shachris and Musav we duchen, but you're never going to duchen by mincha, and you're never going to duchen by ne'ila. So the Gemara says, man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya we learned to the Brisa. The Gemara now is going to bring a Brisa that's going to mention the sheet of Rav Meir, the sheet of the chachamim that we just identified as Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to mention a third sheet as well. So what's this Brisa? Shachris u'mosif, mincha v'ne'ila, kulam yesh bem nesias kapayim div Rameir. Rameir says, all four of these tefillas will have nesias kapayim. When? Shloisha prakim bashana. So during these three times, all the tefillas, doesn't matter which tefillah it is, you can have nesias kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, b'shachris u'musav yesh bem nesias kapayim, b'shachris u'musav yuduchen, mincha v'ne'ila eim bem nesias kapayim, but by mincha ne'ila there's never duchenim. Rabbi Yossi says, ne'ila yesh bem nesias kapayim, yuduchen by ne'ila, mincha eim bem nesias kapayim, you don't duchen by mincha. Zok to Gemara, b'maikum mifugi, what's the machloi? So again, what are the three shitas? Rameir says, Shachris, Musif, Mincha, Ne'ila, Yuduchen. Rab Yehuda says, Shachris and Musif, Yuduchen, but Mincha and Ne'ila, you don't duchen. Rabbi Yossi is the third shita. Rabbi Yossi says, Shachris, Musif, and Ne'ila, Yuduchen, but by Mincha you don't duchen. So these are three distinct shittas amongst the Tanon. So the Gemara says, what's the Hezbollah and the Machalik? Rameir holds. Rameir is the one that said you always duchen. He said, "Kol yom a time of my life parsik kahani yodai b'minchasa." Why is it that the Kehanim don't duchen by Mincha? Meaning,
Kianim duchen by shachris. So why don't they duchen by mincha? Mishum shichras. The reason is because we're afraid that by the time the afternoon comes along, they will have eaten lunch, and maybe they had wine, which was extremely common back in the day. As a result, they might be a little bit shikr, and it's for that reason we don't duchen, because as we're going to see at the bottom of the omen, that a shikr is not allowed to duchen. So it's for that reason we don't duchen. So says Ramey, okay, ho'idno today, it's a tainis. Tainiyos is a tainis. Mamadois, they would fast. Yom Kippur is a tainis, like a shichrus. There's no shichrus. Everyone's fasting. So if there's fasting, what's the problem? There's no reason not to duchen. Nesias Kapayim has nothing to do with shachrus, has nothing to do with musaf. Nesias Kapayim is a din in tefillah. So betzim every tefillah would have Nesias Kapayim. Narvas, in the afternoon, any tefillah that's an afternoon tefillah, we don't want to duchen. We're worried about shichrus. But now it's a fast day. If it's a fast day, there's nothing to worry about. So Zakra Meir, on a fast day, that's the halach of the Mishnah. Shloisha Brachim Hashana, three fast days. Tainiyos are fast days. My mother's are fast days. Yom Kippur is the fast day in the Torah. So you keep duchen all tefillahs because you don't have to worry about shichras. Gevaldik, that's pshat in Rameir. That's pshat in our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Sav, Rabbi Huda holds. Shachris umusif, the chol yoyim lo shchiach shichras. Shachris umusif, which are in the early part of the day. Which the whole year, even when you're allowed to eat, it's not shchiach shichras. Right, maybe. But it's not shchiach. Like Ozer B'Rabban, the Rabban weren't goyze. Mincha v'ne'ilo, the chol yoyim shchiach shichras. Whereas mincha ne'ilo, which happens during a time of day where people are sometimes shikr, it's shchiach that they'll be shikr, gazur b'rabbanan, and the rabbanan were geyser, even on a tainis where really it's not shchiach shikras. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda said that I understand that on a tainis there's no shikras, but at the same time, I want to be geyser tainis after a day that it's not a tainis. So any tefillah that happens during a time of day where if it wasn't a tainis, it would be shchiach shikras, the halach is going to be, even on a tainis, you're not going to do it. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi is the third sheet. He said, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, but only to a degree. Mincha de isa b'chol yoyim agazur b'rabbanan. Mincha, which is a tefillah that we daven every single day. And every single day is shchiach shichras. So even on a tainis, don't duchen during mincha. Oh, but ne'ila de lesa b'chol yoyim. Ne'ila, you don't daven every day. When do you daven ne'ila? Today on Yom Kippur. But even back in the day, when did we daven ne'ila? Every tainis we daven ne'ila. So ne'ila, you only daven on a tainis. So b'chol yoyim, being that you don't have it every day, it's like gazur b'rabbanan. There's no reason for the rabbanan to be geizer. So Rabbi Yossi says, I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm asking. I hear what you're saying. But it only makes sense for mincha, which is a tefillah that you have every day. Ne'ila is not a tefillah you have every day, since for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. So the bottom line is, we have three shittas as it relates to duchening on a tainis. According to Rabbi Meir, all the tefillahs, ordinarily, you would always duchen. The reason you don't duchen in the afternoon is because of shichras. It's a tainis. You don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, morning tefillos, yeah, afternoon tefillos, I want to be geyser atu, what's going to be the rest of the year? Rabbi Yossi says, that makes sense by mincha, where you have a mincha the rest of the year. Ne'ila, which is the other afternoon prayer that you have on a tainis, and you only have it on a tainis, so it doesn't make sense that you should be geyser. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Marav, halacha Rabbi Meir. Like our Mishnah, we paskin like Rameir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nohagua Amk Rameir. The minig is like Rameir. The Rava Amar, Rava said, Minig Rameir. The minig is like Rameir. Now it sounds like they're all saying the same thing, right? It's like the Murno. Mandam Halach Rameir. The Mandam that said, Halach Rameir, that was Rav. Dorshin Aleba Pirka. Means you can get up the Rabbin, and you can clap on the Bima, you can put a Pashka villain, and you can spread the word. You can let everybody know that Halach is like Rameir. Mandam and Minig. The one that said, Minig Rameir, that was Rava, it means Midrash Loidar Shinon Aba Oiruye Mayrinon. It means you're not going to say it by Rabin, but if someone comes to the Rav and he asks the Rav, what's the halacha? He's going to tell you that halacha is like Rameh. Mandamar Nagu. The mandamar that said Nagu, that was Rav Yechanon, Oiruye Loi Mayrinon. You don't even tell a Yachid that's the halacha. But the Ovid Loi Madrinon. If someone does it, you let him do it. But you're never going to hear it come out of the mouth of a Mayr. It said that you're never going to hear a Dayan say such halacha. But everyone agreed, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rava, that the halacha is essential like Rameh. The question is, do you say it by Rabbim? Do you say it by Yechidis? Or maybe you don't even say it at all. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, halacha to Rav Yossi. We paskin like Rav Yossi. And what is the halacha, says the Gemara? The halacha to Rav Yossi, we in fact paskin like Rav Yossi, that you would duchen by shachris, by Musaf and by Ne'ila, Mincha you would. Because being that Mincha the whole year, there's an issue of Shichrus. See, even though now it's a tainis, but we're going to be geyser Atu Mincha the whole year. Why don't you say the same thing about Ne'ila? Ne'ila's in the afternoon. Ne'ila's also at the time of Shichrus. That's true. But you only say Ne'ila on a tainis. And on a tainis, it's never Shchiach Shichrus. Talk to Gemara. Though in the my time of Parsikiani, Yodayu b'minchasa detanesa. How come today the Kayhanim will duchen by Mincha on a tainis? What's the reason we do it today? So the Gemara says, "Kivin the besamach l'shkias acham kaparsi." Because being that today people daven mincha samach l'shkias acham, that's what the Gemara says. Ketfilas ne'ila damyo. So it ends up being similar to tefilas ne'ila. So Rashi says that in the olden days they would daven mincha earlier, mincha gedoyla. And really, the whole year also people daven mincha gedoyla. But now that mincha's daven later on a tainis, so the mincha of a tainis is a little bit different than the mincha the whole year. And as a result, even though ordinarily you would think, like Rabbi Yossi said, that by mincha you shouldn't be able to duchen, today we would duchen by mincha. Sachti Gemara weiter. One thing is clear. One thing we take away from this Gemara, and that is the Kuli Alma Mias, everybody agrees, shikr asav nasiyas kapayim. A shikr can't duchen. So for kayin, is under the influence, he can't go up and he can't duchen. So, what's the makar? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the name of Bar Kapar. It's because why did the Torah put the parasha of the Koyen, the parasha of Birchas Koyen, is in Parashas Nasai, and it immediately follows the parasha of the Nazar? Just like a Nazar is not allowed to drink wine, so to a Koyen that duchens is not allowed to drink wine. If you're telling me that the reason a Kohen is not allowed to duchen after he drinks wine is because he's like a Nazir, then maybe he should be like a Nazir. A Nazir can't just not drink wine, he can't eat grapes. So the Chayra, anyone that eats grapes shouldn't be able to duchen. Amrav Yitzchak Amakra. Now it says in the Torah, L'sharsai ulevarech b'shmai. And we learn from here, Ma'am Nesharis mutabacharzen. Just like someone that's doing the avoid, a Kohen that's doing the avoid is allowed to eat grapes, Avkayim mevarech mutabacharzen. So to a Kohen that's duchen, it's allowed to eat grapes. I Ma'am Nesharis balmum loy, Avkayim mevarech balmum loy. Zakti Gemara, if you're going to compare now a Kohen that's duchening to a Kohen that's doing the avoid, so why don't you say that just like a Kohen that does the avoid can't be a balmum, maybe a kohen that duchens can't be a baal mum either. So the Gemara says, "A iskish lenazir." No, we compared it to a nazir, and a nazir could be a baal mum. So a kohen mevar could also be a baal mum. So my chaz is the makshus lekula akish lechomer. Why are you being makish lekula or being makish lechomer? As it relates to baal mum, you could be makish the kohen mevarich to a kohen that's doing the avoda and say that if he has a mum, he has a problem. He can be makish into a nazir and say, just like a nazir could have a mum, he could have a mum as well. Now, the rule usually is, whenever you have a suffix, should I make a hekish lakula, make a hekish lachumra? We always make a hekish lachumra. So, if you always make the hekish lachumra, why here you being makish lakula? So the Gemara says, asmach neninu midrabanan ulakul. Because really, the whole iser for a kohen to do the avoda or to duchen when he shikr is an iser drabanan, these asmacht is, or these psukim that the Gemara is bringing are not real psukim. All they are is an asmacht ba'alma. And being that all it is an asmacht ba'alma, it's not really a drasha. Being that it's not really a drasha, so it's for that reason, says the Gemara, even though usually the rule is you'd be makish l'chumra, over here you're going to be makish l'kula. So as it relates to the raid on today's daf, interestingly enough, even though there's a lot going on in today's daf, a lot of information, long Mishnah, like we had in the beginning of the previous two parakim. But really, the topic of today's daf is the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim. The mitzvah for a Kohen to duchen. So just three ha'aros as it relates to the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim, the mitzvah of duchening, which is something that's really discussed in a few different places in Shas, but it's mostly scattered. It's fragmented. You have a little bit here, you have a little bit there. One of the dafin and shas that deals with the halachas of Nesiyas Kapayim is Tainis Daf Chavav. So we'll just talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim, number one. And this is something that we've spoken about in the past, and this is something that we have a related rate bite on, Be'ezus Hashem. And that is, there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa for a koyein to bench Klal Yisrael. This is a mitzvah deiraisa. It's a mitzvah deiraisa that's not tluya ba'aretz. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with bezman shebeis hamikdash ha'yikayin. It's just a regular mitzvah deiraisa. Vaydabra shem ha'moshe lehmer, dabra laharim v'abonav lehmer, koy sevarchu as b'nei Yisrael, amar lohem. That is the mitzvah to go ahead and duchen. The kasha is, why is it that today kohanim only duchen on yontif? But if it's not yontif, kohanim don't duchen. It's a pella. And to complicate things even more, in Eretz Yisrael, the kohanim duchen every single day. But in Chutz Laaretz, we only duchen
on Yontif. So l'chura, if it's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, and has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, it's not a mitzvah tlui baretz, why is it that the kohanim do not duchen bizman hazeh? And the truth is, this is a very, very long discussion. We've spoken about it a few times. There's a lot of fascinating anecdotes related to this, the Vilna Gaon, the Balatanya. There's a lot there, but we're not going to go into it now. But just one ha'ara, as it relates to this shaila that comes from the Gemara that we just learned, and really the topic of the daf, and that is the Kajag Lava Gaon, Hashem Yim Gam Damai, Reb Aryetzi from her, in the Shaila Sechuvis Eretz Tzvi, it's Chelik Aleph Simen Lamin. So he was discussing this shaila. He wrote a whole tshuva on this topic. And at the end he said like this, he says, I have one Talmud. So where was this Talmud? Presumably in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. The Kajag Lava Gaon was Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin for the last several years of its existence after Rav Meir Shapiro passed away. So the Talmud Echad Amar Liyashiv HaMinig Apia Gemara Erevin Daf Samechei. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah Yechulani Liftar Kola Oila Midin Tfila. I can pater the whole world from Tfila. Meaning, I have a way to make the world be potter from Tfila. How so? From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was assured until today, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshin, that today when we're in Galus, we're shikr. Not from wine, but we're shikr. We're shikr because of the tier of hadas that we have. We're shikr because of all the problems and all the nesiyonis and all the challenges that we have as yidden living in Galus. So said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the matzav is so bad that yachal ani liftar es kol oilam kuloi min hadin shel tefila, because the pasuk says ushchuras v'loy miyayin. So the Kajag Lava Gaon said that he had one Talmud that I wanted to say very gishmak, that it's mavun the Gemara, that today we all have the din of a shikr. So if we all have the din of a shikr, so maybe that's the pshat. The Gemara says in Tainis, tafchavav amid days, that a shikr is not allowed to duchen. That's why there's a whole shaila about duchening by mincha and even by ne'ilo, because the kuli alma miyah, everybody holds that shikr asa benesiyas kapayim. A shikr is not allowed to duchen. It's going to come from a pasik. The Gemara said at the end it's an asmachta. But either way, a shikr is not allowed to duchen. No, if a shikr is not allowed to duchen, and today we're all shchures v'loy miyayin, we're all shikr, albeit not from wine. So we have a din of a shikr, and maybe we're going to be potter. So he says very gishmak. He says that there's one time that we do duchen, and when is that? That's on Yontif. And the Ramah says that the reason we duchen on Yontif is because on Yontif we're besimcha. Then we're sameach v'toiv leiv. And because we're sameach v'toiv leiv, then we're able to duchen. And he says, v'lechore ein muvin, ma inyin zeh lezeh. What does being besimcha v'toiv leiv have to do with, oh, now that you're besimcha, now you could duchen? What does duchening have to do with besimcha? The teret says, ulanal osi shaper. The ikos shikros ha-golis u-machmas bilbal adas. He says, because this whole inyin, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, yochel ani niftar ha-oilam, min hadin, because we're all shikr. What's the reason? It's because of bilbul adas. Ubiyantiv zman simcha slave. On yantiv we besimcha mesalik bilbul adas al galus. Then we don't have the bilbul adas of galus. Al kain oz dover beitoy lalis leduchen. Then we don't have a din of a shikr anymore. Then we're able to go. So ironically, on yantiv when there's a mitzvah vein subcha al b'yayin, then we're not shikr. And because then we're not shikr, then we're able to duchen. But either way, said the Kajag Lava Gaon that maybe a new time he said it b'shem one of his talmidim, who said why we don't duchen today, because today we're all shikr. And we learned in Tainis Stav Chavav that a shikr, just like you can't do the avoida, a shikr is not allowed to duchen either. Yontif is the one time we're not shikr from tzaris, we're not shikr from galus. Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Yid has archavas hadas when it comes yontif. Sintafkan yontif, that would be the one time we'd be able to duchen. And that's why the minig of Klal Yisrael is that we duchen dafka when we duchen on yontif. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is the Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of Hilchis Nesias Kapayim. It's the very, very first halacha. It's a Rechaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sivkot Nalef. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein Lezor Lisa Kapov Afilu Im Koyhanim Acherim. A Zor, someone that's not a Koyan, is not allowed to duchen. Says the Ramah, Beperik Beis the Ksubis, the Makar to this is the second parak of Masachtas Ksubis, the Zor Oiver Basay. It's more over there that a Zor is Oiver Basay. But says the Ramah, a Zor is not allowed to duchen. Now, this Gemara that the Ramah is referring to is a Gemara in Ksubis, Tavchav Dalad Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Nesias Kapayim Isser Aseh. And Zok Rashi, what's the Isser Aseh? Because it says in the Torah, Koyisav Aruch as Bnei Yisrael. Vatabra laharoin velbonov lemer. Tell laharoin and tell bonov, Koyisav Aruch as Bnei Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Koyisav Aruch you, aharoin ubonov, atem veloy zarim. You are not a zar, velav haba mechlal aseh aseh. If you can infer an Isser, so it's considered an Isser, albeit an Isser Aseh. So, Daber Alaharim Valbanav Leme Koysav Aruch as Bnei Yisrael Omer Lehem, says the Gemara, this is a Makar that is an Isser Aseh for a Zor Teduchin. Rashi says, what's the Pasik? It says Koysav Aruch, and we learn from there, Atem Veloy Zorim, Velav Haba, Mechlal Aseh Aseh. And this is the halacha that's brought down at Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah brings right in the beginning. It's literally chapter 1, verse 1 in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, by the way, is a very, very long siman in Shulchan Aruch. And the first halacha in siman Kuf Chafei is this halacha that a zar is not allowed to duchen. The bir halacha, right in the beginning of siman Kuf Chaf Ches, clears a shayla. He says, L'chayra l'fizeh yesh l'tmoya. Al minug ha'olam. The minug ha'olam is that sometimes somebody will give his friend the bracha. And the bracha that he gives him is, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmirecha, Yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim l'cha sholim. Or better, there's a minig in many parts of Klal Yisrael that a father, every single Friday night, he benches his children. He says, Yisim chalikim ke'afrayim u'manasha, Yisim chalikim k'sar rifka rachel v'leya, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmirecha, Yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim l'cha sholim. Freitachof, it's chayim b'ir halacha. Yesh l'tmoy. It's a tmiya gedayla to me. I don't understand how a man could do this. Now, if you're a kohen, I understand. But how could a non-kohen do it? L'chaira, you're duchening. You're benching a yid. Using the words that the Torah said are meant to be used exclusively by the kayanim. Daber alaharim v'albonav lema koysav archu es b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. And you went ahead and you just said the bracha. L'chaira, it's stated in the Torah that only a kohen is allowed. Not a Yisrael. Koysav archu es b'nei Yisrael. K'su b'stav chav dalet amit beis. There's an Isra aseh. Atem v'loi zarem. V'lav abom ichlal aseh aseh. Sefreit de b'ralocha. L'chaira yesh l'tmaye. He doesn't understand how a zar, how someone that's not a kohen is able to bench his children Friday night. How anyone that's not a kohen would be able to give his friend the bracha. L'chayr is violating this iser of koysav aruch as b'nei Yisrael atem v'loy zarm. Says the Chofetz Chaim. And don't tell me that it's not a problem. Why not? Because I'm not doing it during davening. I'm not doing it after the seyarev. I'm not doing it in the middle of musiv. I'm not standing literally on the duchen, on the platform, in front of the Aron Kodesh with my hands spread out and doing it that way. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's true that the way Kayhanim duchen today is during tefillah. Oh, but that's poshit. It's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim. It says, first of all, let me buy the Shittas Ramban, that there is no chiyuv tefillah midayraisa. So there's no chiyuv tefillah midayraisa, and there's a chiyuv nesiyas kapayim midayraisa. There's a mitzvah birchas kainim midayraisa. So obviously, one has nothing to do with the other. But he says it's poshut, even Lashita Sarambam. It was never meant to be mi ikara din as part of tefillah. Chazal put it as part of tefillah. Why? We have a raid bite on that also. Avoidah, we spoke about this in Zvachim. But the point is, it's not a din in tefillah. It's poshut. Even though in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Tefillah. But again, it's hard to be'etzim him intrinsically with Tefillah. We grab the duch in the middle of Tefillah. But the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim is for a kohen to go. He meets a yid in the street. He gives him a bracha. Birchas kohen. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem panav v'lecha v'chunak. Yisa Hashem panav v'lecha v'yasim l'chal sholim. Nu, if Dabra l'harim v'abonav v'leim v'koysav aruchu. And the Gemara says in Ksubas Chavtal on the base that only a Yisrael, that only a kohen's allowed to do it. And the Ramah Paskins, Ein Lazar Lisa Kapov. A zar is not allowed to do it. So how you ever allowed to do it? It's nothing to do with tefillah. So this is something you should never be able to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim of one Eitzah. You know what my Eitzah is? My Eitzah is, maybe because mitzvah tzrich is kavana. So when a zar does it, he's not having kavana. So being that he's not having kavana, so it's for that reason he's not in violation. Because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so in order for it to be considered a mitzvah, you'd have to have kavana. If you'd have kavana, it would be a problem. But who's having kavana when he does that? Friday night, a father's benching his children. He's having kavana that his kid should be gesund and stark, and he should stark. That's what his kavana is. But he's not having kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of koysav aruch as b'nei Yisrael. So if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it's very good. But says the Chofetz Chaim, I have a big problem with this. My problem is that it's a big machloikis in shas whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. It's a major shot. Even in Halacha, it's not 100% clear. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if this is true, Im Kein, quote, Yesh Raya Miminin Ka'olam Lahad Dekayim Olam Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. This would be a Raya from the Minin Ka'olam to Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I find it hard to believe. So the Chavetz Chaim says, Medav Zog Anat Teretz. So he says two terutzim, I'll mention the second. Ties into some Lamda Sharei that we've spoken about in the past. We're not going to go into this now. He says that Ula Yesh Loimar, that being the Chazal were misakin, that the way to duchen is during tefillah, so it could be if a person would ever duchen, quote unquote, shaloi b'shas tefillah, it would be as if he had kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. And even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, but if you have kavana shaloi b'tzei says a mitzvah, everybody agrees you're not going to be yaitza. So says the Chafetz Chaim, once Chazal were misakin, that the way Nesias Kapayim operates is that you do it in the middle of tefillah, some emailer would come out that if a person does it, Shalei B'Shas Tefillah, it's as if he had Kavana Shalei Lotzes, and if it's as if he had Kavana Shalei Lotzes, it wouldn't be an issue. When did we speak out such a svara regarding the Dogel Mervava's famous Kasha? How can a man come home Friday night from shul and be Moitzi his wife with Kiddush? Women have a Chiyav Kiddush Midei Raisa. A man also has a Chiyav Kiddush Midei Raisa, but the man was already Yoitzi his Chiyav Kiddush when he davened Friday night in shul. Now he's only Mechoyim Midei Rabbanon. If he's only Mechoyim Midei Rabbanon, so how can he go ahead? And how could he be Moitzi his wife? The teretz is he didn't have kavana, but that's only good if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana. What if you hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana? So the Chasam Sofer and others say there's a svara to say that being the chazal koveya that the way you should be mekayim your mitzvah of kiddush is on yayin, even though it's true you could be yoitzi b'shas tefillah, but it's as if you had kavana shalei lotzeis again. We're digressing, but the point is that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. But there's one very, very interesting anecdote on this topic, and it's mentioned in the svarim of the Baal Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in Sefer Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in his Sefer on Chumash, Tosefes Bracha, that was also written five volumes from the Baal Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in his Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. I'll read it out of the Sefer, Tosefes Bracha, on the Pasuk, Kosev Archa. So he says like this, Shamati me'ish emunim bevilna. I heard from a trustworthy person in Vilna. Sheshama me'oviv ziknoi michutoni. Not sure what this all means. Hagoyin Rabbi Cheska Landau. Now, this is not to be confused with the Noida Yehuda. Hagoyin Rabbi Cheska Landau, who he refers to as the Ravid in Vilna. He was a Meir Tzedek in Vilna. He was Nifter Bishnas Tofresh Lamed Aleph. He was Nifter in 1871. Ben Tishin V'achashona. He was 91 years old. So this Yid was 91 in 1871. So you could do the math. Ki b'yoyim chupasai, the day that he got married, birech oysa hagromi Vilna. He lived in Vilna. And he went to the Vilna Goyen for a bracha on the day of his chuppah. And when he went to the Vilna Goyen, he niach yodai achas al roshay b'shas ha-bracha. The Goyen took one hand and he put it on his head. And he said the bracha, yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. V'yan. We know every single tenuah, every breath that the Vilna Goyen took had a cheshbon and was oiskahalten in halacha ben niglo ben ister. So shalu mikurav al maisa ela. The people that were all there, they saw the Goyen took one hand and he put it on him. Why did he only take one hand? Sheniach rachiyada yaechas al roish hamizbarach. The heishiv and the Goyen answered, loy matzinu bracha b'shtei yadayim elu lekayhana b'mikdash. The only time you find that anyone ever gave a bracha with two hands with the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So said the Baal Torah Tamimah, V'nirali b'kavanasai. De'ba'ofen kezeh b'hanach ashtey yodayim. If somebody puts two hands, havizeh b'chlal atem v'loizarim. It's included in atem v'loizarim. V'oivrim b'loisasei haba m'chlal asei. And you're going to be over on a loisasei haba m'chlal asei. U'kemedum ali shahar b'chachomim v'tzadikim ein ezarim b'zeh. Says, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of chachomim and tzadikim that are not makbid on this. U'be'berchayseyim manichim shtey yodayim aroisham izbarech. I'm coming to tell this to you so you should know. Said, I already wrote about this in my Sefer Torah Tamimah, but I'm saying it again in case you missed it. There you chop it over here. Because this is important to know. It's a Maisa Rav, literally from the Vilna Goyen. When he brings it in the Torah Tamimah, he refers to it as a Ha'ara Nifla, he calls it. V'hi Ha'ara Nifla. This is the Maisa with the Vilna Goyen. So he says, this is what he heard. It happened with a Meir Tzedek, Rabbi Cheska Landau, the Af Bezdin, he refers to him as, but a Meir Tzedek in Vilna, it happened the Yom Chupase with the Vilna Goyen. It's interesting that if you have the Siddur Agra, it's Kedai to have, and the Siddur Isha Yisrael from the Vilna Goyen, there's so many Marganisa Tavas there. So this is but right after davening Friday night, literally. The last part of Friday night davening that they have is L'dovet Hashem Oyri V'yishi, which sometimes you say. And then right afterwards, Min Hogim Shal Yisrael L'varich HaYolodim B'leil Shabbos Achra HaTfilo Oy B'knisa L'bayis. V'gam ha'bonim ha'gdoilim mekablim bracha me'aviseyim. V'nochinu. V'oimrim lezachar yisimcha l'kim kefrayim v'chem menashe. U'lenekevi yisimcha l'kim kesar rifka v'chulu. V'oimrim birchas kainim yivarechecha. V'chol echad yucha lohoisev bracha mishaloi kefitzachas l'shoine. And they bring that anyone that wants to add a bracha, you can add. V'amivarchim menichim yad echad ala mizbarech. And the minig is that you should put one hand on the mizbarech. Kach shamati b'shem hagro she'asu levarich b'beiz yadayim levada koyin. That is going to be awesome. But al kaponim, this is the chura, the makar. The makar is that we have a din of dabra laharim v'alban of leimoy kois of aruch es b'nei Yisrael atem v'lo yisorim. It's a gemara ksubas tafchav dalin on the base. And it's Ramah in right in the beginning of the hilchas nesias kapayim. And the bir aloch says it's a tmiya gadol by me. He doesn't understand how people could say yivarechocha atchem v'yishmerecho b'frad of father Friday night if he's going to give his child a bracha. How could you do so? Something. If he's a Kohen, okay, maybe. But if he's not a Kohen, l'chura, then it's really a Pella. How is this something you'd be able to do? And he starts getting involved in lumdis of the suya, mitzvah, shrichas, kavana shloi lot says, this is the mice with the Vilna Gaon. Maybe if you do it with a shinoi, and the Gaon held one hand as opposed to two hands, that would be a shinoi. You see, the hands play a big role with the Kohanim. It's called nesias kapayim, right? That's what it's called. But the point is that the shinoi with the hand, maybe that would be the difference. That's the second ha'ara. The third ha'ara is that the... We just mentioned the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to duchen. And not just that, there's an Isser Aseh for a Zar, someone that's not a Kohen, to duchen. Rashi says, what's the makar to the Isser Aseh? Dabra l'hanarim d'alban of leimoy, koyse varchu, and we learn from there, atnam, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to duchen, for lois zarim, not for a Zar to duchen. The flaw in his Pirush on Masechtes Ksubas, on this Gemara, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, says a very big chiddush. He says it to answer Akasha, but the chiddush that he says is Veli Nira, that just like there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to be Mevarech as Yisrael, Kohen Sevarech as Bnei Yisrael, there's also a mitzvah for a Yisrael to receive a bracha and to be Misparech from the Kohen. There's a mitzvah esed deiraisa for the Kohen to be mevarech. In the same vein, there's a mitzvah esed deiraisa for Yisrael to get a bracha. Says the flow. What's the gather of this mitzvah? It doesn't say it. It says dabra lahara in velbon of leim. Kohen sevarech es bnei Yisrael. Where do you see in the pasuk that there would be a mitzvah for a Yisrael to be on the receiving end of birchas kohenim? So says the flow. It's true. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. But at the same time, it has to be that way because bechem motzinu bechol makom. Anytime there's a mitzvah that you need two people to partake in the mitzvah, even if the Torah only addresses the mitzvah to one, but to the extent the other person needs to be a part of this in order for the mitzvah to take place, it's poshut that the other person is going to be included in the mitzvah. Teda, and he says, I'll bring you a raya from Yevamis Tavchof. The Gemara discusses whether you can do the mitzvah of Yibum in the event that the Yibum is going to involve a Chayvei Lavin. So, for example, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. What happens if a Grusha would fall with a Yibum to a Kohen? So, L'chura, you shouldn't be able to do Yibum. Oh, but then again, maybe you could, because I say is Deichalai Sasei. So, the Gemara comes out that really I say should be Deichalai Sasei, but at the same time, it doesn't work because there's a Gzeira, Bia Rishayna, Otto Bia Shania. The Asei is only on the first Bia. The second Bia is not going to have an Asei. So, everyone asks, Makshim Achroinim, Rabbi Kideger, and right here the Afla asks the Kasha, he says, L'chur, the mitzvah of Yibam is the man's mitzvah. Yivama yava yala. There's a mitzvah for the Yibam to go ahead and do Yibam. There's no mitzvah for the Yivama to do Yibam. As it relates to the Isser of a Kohen to a Grusha, Hishva Kosov Ishvi Isha L'chol O'inshim Shebetayra. Just like the man has the Isser, she also has the Isser. So, Frank, the Afla, how could the Gemara have a Havamino that you should say, I say Daichalais, I say by Yibam? It's very nice. The man has a mitzvah of Yibam. Yivama yava yala. Oh, but the Yivama hot nitkai mitzvah. As I Frank, the Afla, says the Afla, it's Muchach. It's muchach that just like the Yavam has the mitzvah, the Yavama has the mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Yavama has the mitzvah. It says Yavama Yavah Yalea that the Yavam has a mitzvah. Must be, says Dafla, this Yisai, that any time the Torah gives you a mitzvah and you need someone else in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah, Muzayim, the mitzvah is not only on you, it's on the person also. So therefore, the Yavam, Taka, the Torah said Yavama Yavah Yalea, but it's a muchach that the Yavama has the Zalba mitzvah. Is here too, the Kohen has a mitzvah to bench who? To bench the walls? No, to bench another Yid. So that means he needs the other Yid to be involved. No, he needs the other Yid to be involved. So Bal Karchach, he's included in the mitzvah. That's what the Afla says. And then the Afla says, Shuv Matzasi, he found it, Mefurish in the Charedim, that the Charedim already says this Chiddush. But the bottom line is, this is the Yisoid that the Afla says. So I was just thinking, one Ha'ara, what's the Pshat? Meaning, we understand in the Shoresh HaMitzvah that a Kohen has a mitzvah to go ahead and be Mevarech as Yisrael. Pashen, it's intuitive. The Eibishter gave
the kain, the koyach, the bench a yid, aschus, the bench a yid. So we understand the mitzvah that the kain has. The flaws being mechadish, that just like the kain has a mitzvah to give a bracha, the Yisrael has a mitzvah to receive the bracha. What's the hezbra in that mitzvah? What's the havana in that mitzvah that the Yisrael has to go ahead and to receive a bracha for the kain? What would be the havana in it? So Kubi the Pshat is very, very poshut. The mitzvah Birchas Koyen begins. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, daber al Aharin v'albonov Lemer, koy sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bechai says that the word koy is gematria 25. It's easy math. Kothe. It's gematria 25. And he says it's a remes in the mitzvah of duchening to the number 25. It says, we know that the Kohanim received chof dalet matnes kohuna. The zraya, the lechayayim, the keva, they get trumas, they get maestras. Kohanim get chof dalet matnes kohuna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Kohanim really have a 25th matana. This is the rest of the story. They don't just have 24, they actually have 25. What's the 25? The 25th is the koyach that the kohen has to be able to duchen. When a kohen duchens and he's mevarech es Yisrael, when he lifts his hands in front of the Bismedrish and he says yevarech Hashem v'yishmerech and he says it be ahava, that's a matana that the kohen has. It's the 25th of the matnas kohuna, and that's why it's referred to as koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Koy is b'gematria 25. This is the 25th bracha that the kohen gets. But Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different remez. Koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. What's the remez? This chav dal in matnas kohuna. This is not 24, but rather this is the 25th of the matana. So the Chasam Sofer in a few places discusses this Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he says, what's the pshat? So what's the hezbo? Why is it a matana for the kohen? Meaning it sounds like a very nice hergish. The fact that the kohen has the ability to be mevarich as Yisrael, that's the matana. But the Chasam Sofer says, yesh loimar mor al derech hapshat. And that is the Gemara says, mesech teschul and daf mem tesam et aleph. Tanya, koy sevaruch es b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo manu brach li Yisrael mi pikohanim. The Yidin get a bracha from the Kayanim. The Kayanim atzmol leilamanu. How do the Kayanim get a bracha? Shuaymer when it says vani avarchem heviyomer Kayanim mevarchin liYisrael vaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarch leKayanim. When the Kayan gives us a bracha, what does it say? Kais avarcha es bnei Yisrael v'samu shmi al bnei Yisrael vani avarchem. Says Rabbi Shmuel. Ani avarchem haKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to bench the Kayanim. So when the Kayanim bench the Yisrael, the Kohen gets a bracha from the Eibishter. Rabbi Akiva said, I agree with what you're saying, Rabbi Shmuel, but I learned it from somewhere else. How do I know it? Hashem told Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Va'avorcha mivarchecha u'mekalalelcha o'or. Va'avorcha mivarchecha. Anyone that's going to bench you, I'm going to bench. No, so if the Kehanim bench Klal Yisrael, Simimel, the Kehanim are going to end up getting a bracha. But either way, Chulam Mem Tetzel Men Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they both say that when the Kehanim bench Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim themselves get a bracha. Says, no, if the Kehanim are going to get a bracha, so it's Pashin. You see, it's a matana for them also. It's not just a matana because they have the schus to give the bracha. It's a matana for them because they're actually getting the bracha. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's very, very geshmak. We know the halacha is that the only time the Kehanim are allowed to duchen is what? If the Yisraelim tell the Kayan to duchen, right? Kayanim, we scream, tell the Kayanim to duchen. Amar Lohem. First you have to tell them and then afterwards they duchen. Some hold that it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, that it has to be Amar Lohem, and if you don't say Amar Lohem, then they actually don't have the mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer says it's hafla of a fellow. The Yid has an obligation to go receive the bracha from the Kayan. He has to tell the Kayan. When he tells the Kayan to give him a bracha, the Kayan ends up getting a bracha. No, if the Kayan ends up getting the bracha, so the Kayan just got a matana, and who gave him the matana? The Yisrael gave him the matana. Because if the Yisrael doesn't go shtelzu to the bracha, then the Kayan is not giving the bracha. It's not v'avarcha mivarchecha, it's not v'ani avarchim, and as a result, they're not going to get the bracha. So he says, it's mamish matnas kuhuna. What is matnas kuhuna? Matnas kuhuna is, you take from your hoin, and you give it to the Kayan. That's exactly what you're doing. You're going and giving to the Kayan. It's not the Eibush is giving, you're giving, because he needs you. If you're not going to shtel, that's what the Chasam Sofer says. If you're not going to shtel too, you're not going to get it. But one thing you see very, very clearly. You see that when the Kayan benches the Yid, the Kayan is also getting a bracha. Meaning, the Kayhanim are benching the Yisraelim, and the Yisraelim in return are giving the Kayan the 25th Matnas Kohuna. How so? by facilitating Birchas Kayanim, now the Kayan is able to get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's gewaldic. The Kayan has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim, and the Yisrael has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. We said, we understand why the Kayan has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. It's his bracha to go ahead and to give the Yid in bracha. But what's the bracha of the Yid? Why should the Yisrael have a mitzvah? The Teretz is pasha. The Teretz is because when the Yid gets his bracha, the Kayan gets a bracha. So it's the same, just like you understand the Kayan's obligation to be Mevarech Es Yisrael, we understand the Yisrael's obligation to receive the bracha. Because by the Yisrael receiving the bracha, inevitably the Kayan is going to be gebenched. So if the Kayan is going to be gebenched, so it comes out that he's going to get it too. So if he's going to get it too, so it's gewaldic. Everyone has a bracha. The Kayan has a bracha, has an obligation to be Mevarech Es Yisrael. The Yisrael, like the Afla says, has an obligation to be mekabel the bracha from the Kayan. Because when he's mekabel the bracha from the Kayan, then what's going to happen is in return, Vavarcha Mevarchecha, in return, it's going to be Vani Avarchem. He's going to end up getting a bracha. That's, and not just that. Like Rabbeinu Bechaya said, it's Matnas Kohuna. Matnas Kohuna is the Chiyuv of the Yisrael. That's the Hafla. It's the Yisrael's Chiyuv. You have a Chiyuv to give 24 Matnas Kohuna. You have a Chiyuv to give a 25th Matnas Kohuna. Hafla fell. L'chur, that's the Pshat. I think it's Pasha. But just to end with one Dvar Agada, and that is, the Pasuk says that if the Kayhanim are going to bench the Yidden, they're going to get bracha in return. And Rabbi Akiva said, what's the makar? Va'avarcha mivarchecha u'mikalalelcha a'ar. It's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Chasam Sofer, when he talks about the Kayhanim giving the bracha to the Yidden, he says a vart, a dvar agada, and he says that afterwards he was told that Rabbi Loza Fleckless, in his Sefer Ahavas David, says the same vart. And he said, Baruch Shekivanti to Rabbi Loza Fleckless. So this is the Chasam Sofer talking, and he says that he heard that this ha'ara that he had, this hergish, he was mechavin to Rabbi Loza Fleckless. So what's this vart that Rabbi Loza Fleckless said in his Sefer Ahavas David that the Chasam Sofer said as well? We'll read it more from the Ahavas David. Incidentally, the Sefer Ahavas David was written as a diatribe against Shabsai Tzvi. So it's actually very, very interesting, but it's all, the theme is Shabsai Tzvi. But Toich Dvarov, he says over this part. So he asks Akasha, he says that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Va'avarcha mivarchecha u'mekalalelcha o'ar. And his question was, L'chura, it would seem to be asymmetrical. It should have either said, Va'avarcha mivarchecha, I will bless those that bless you, and o'ar mekalalelcha, I will curse those that curse you. Or it should have said, Mivarchecha avarcha, the people that bless you, I will bless, u'mekalalelcha ar, and the people that curse you, I will curse. But it doesn't say it that way. First it says, Va'avarcha mivarchecha, and then afterwards it says, u'mekalalelcha ar. So the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Loza Fleckless, they both ask this question, why is it out of order? Why is it Va'avarcha mivarchecha first, and why is it u'mekalalelcha ar afterwards? So they said a beautiful hergish, and that is that a person that gets a bracha from an araman, it's going to give him a bracha that he should be zoicha teshefa. No, so what's the bracha going to be? What's the bracha going to be? He's an araman, a hanish kangresa asagis. His bracha is going to be, you should be able to make it, you know, through the end of the week. You shouldn't have any daigas aparnasa. You should have yishuv adas. Everything should be mesuder. You should know where everything that you're going to have to come up with, all your payments are going to be accounted for. That's mistama, the bracha that he's going to give, because those are the hasagas he has. He says, if a gvir gives somebody a bracha, imagine an usher muflig is going to give somebody a bracha. He's going to give him a bracha that he should be matzliach binyani gashmias binyani parnasa. His hasagas are posh lemaila me hasagaseinu. You should be a grace gvir, and you should have hatzlocha mamish she'en kamayu. Right? That's what he's going to tell him. He says, this is what he's going to want, because as the grace gvir, and these are what his hasagas are. He says, when it comes to a klala, he says, it's just the opposite. He says, if someone gets a klala from a person that's a gebenched person, no, a gebenched person, He doesn't understand klola so much, and because of that, it's hard for him. He's going to tell him, you should have a bad day. He says, you should lose a few dollars. He writes over here in the middle of the piece, does Rabbi Loza Fleckless. He says, very often he has people that are very, very matzliach and parnas, and they come to him, and they're complaining to him about this is not going well, and that's not going well, and they have this daigas ha-parnasa. So he writes, v'darki lahoshiv. He says, my minig is, I usually tell people like this, olai kilolascha meni. He says, my son, halavayaf mich gizuk, that I should have these daigas that you're dealing with right
right now. This is in Rabbi Lazar Fleckless, is a Havas David. But he says, either way, that's what his daigas are going to be. No, this is not. But he says, someone that Nebuch is Meduka be Yisurim, someone that's very challenged, someone that's having a lot of problems. He said, a person like this is going to give a klala. So what's his klala going to be? As Asur klala is going to be a klala nimretzes. You can imagine what it's going to be. So said Rabbi Lazar Fleckless, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. He said, Va'avarcha mivarchecha. He said, a person that's going to give you a bracha, before he gives you the bracha, I'm going to bench him. It's going to be first vavarcha. First, I'm going to bench him, and then afterwards, mivarchecha, he's going to bench you. So like this, when he gives you the bracha, he's going to be a gebenched person. And when you get a bracha from a gebenched mensch, oh, this is a bracha. And he's going to give you a bracha, he's going to lay it on with the ganze ganzkeis. Like this, the bracha is going to be with tremendous ashpois. Oh, but when it comes to the klala, then it's going to be umikalalelcha. I'm not going to curse the person before he gives the klacha. First, umikalalelcha, and then afterwards, it's like this, when you get the klala, it's not going to be from a geshalten mensch. The brachas are going to come from gebenched dimension. Oh, but the klalas are not going to come from geshalten dimension. That's why it's first, va'avarcha mivarchecha, and then only afterwards is it going to be, only afterwards is it going to be a mekalalelcha or. One of the many beautiful things that Rabbi Lazar Fleckless says in this piece is he quotes from the Alshech, that the Alshech said, Oz yoimru bagoyim, Higdil Hashem lasoy semeila, Higdil Hashem lasoy simonu, Hayinu semeichem. He said the Alshech, he says, you know, the Yid, his matzav in Olam Hazeh is not, this is mamish, it's been so hard for us, since Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoim, there isn't a day that the tzaras are not merubah from the day before. And what does the Yid want for already in Golas? He just wants to have a bissel yishuv adas, a bissel menuchas hanefesh. We shouldn't be hunted, and we shouldn't be persecuted, and we should be able to learn Torah. What do we want already? Vos vil shein the Yid, the Yid's hasogas in Olam Hazeh, said the Alshech, vos far hasogas ken hashein haben. The Yid just wants a little menuchas hanefesh like this. We could be shomer Torah mitzvahs and the geulah shel shen kumen. But that's what he wants in Olam Hazeh. He says the guy is hasog in Olam Hazeh. Oh, the guy leib tachazer shetog, and that's what he wants. And he has tremendous hasogis. This is his world. This is vayodayim yedei Esav. This is the deal that Esav cut with Yaakov. He says the Yaakov knows that he's a ger v'toyshev in this world. Esav as the chabal dover over here, and he wants to have it good. So he says oz yomer b'goyim, but there's going to be a day when the Goyim are going to say, Higdel Hashem Lassi Semeila. Oh, the Eibishter, Higdel Hashem Lassi. It's so good. The Yidden have it so good. But not just so good relative for what they have been used to. Oh, wow, they're not in concentration camps. Oh, the Higdel Hashem Lassi Simonu. This is something that if we would have had, we would have been besimcha. It would have been a higdel Hashem lasi simanu. That's what we daven for. That day is going to come. So when the geul is going to come, it's going to be oz yoimru bagoyim. It's not just going to be, oh, the yid, we won't be persecuted anymore. Nay. The yid are not going to, it's going to be so gewaldig that even the goyim are going to say higdel Hashem lasi simanu ayunu semech rom b'shaitai. Will be jealous of what the Yidden are going to have. The greatest empires of all time, they're going to say, wow, they're going to be impressed. Higdel Hashem lasei simonu ayinu semeichem. Wow, halavai, we could have been zoiche to this. This is the hatava that's going to come. This is the punchline. This is the way he fears us, does Rabbi Lazar Fleckless.